Greetings. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. And we've got another great show. We're actually broadcasting live from the East City Ranch. And we have about 65 or 70 people, I'm not sure, observing us, hoping we don't screw up. So, anyway, everybody want to give a big cheer or shout out to the BBS Network here? All right. The as you can tell, our canned our canned audience did really well right there. No, actually, we are live, and so I love doing live shows, and we never know what's going to happen, and we're just kind of letting this thing unfold as it goes. I've got Tashina, and she's an Apache Wisdom Keeper and full-blown Arcturian hanging out here, and we've done some amazing. Ceremony and meditations and things like that. And I can tell you from our own experience here is that she is the real deal. I mean, she did deliver the Arcturians, and I got to see them face to face. So that was quite amazing. But, you know, the energy that was coming in this weekend is just phenomenal. And those of you tuning into this broadcast, you can actually tune into the energy. You know, you can actually meditate and connect with the ranch here, because this energy is going out to the world. It's actually going into the planet here. And because, you know, Yosemite is a vortex, it's a stargate, and it's actually like an acupuncture point for the planet. So what's done here is affecting the entire planet, and the energies that are coming in here with all these higher dimensional beings. You know, we're having up to seventh, or actually ninth dimensional beings coming in here, and activating, you know, the ranch and the energy here and the Stargate is affecting the entire planet. And so, you know, we've had a little display of that. We took some photographs out in the field there, and we have ships everywhere, beautiful ships everywhere. Also, too, we're seeing the TRVs, you know, our own secret space fleet has taken an interest in Yosemite, and they're actually flying around the ranch as well. As well as our military has been buzzing us with some jets, and right in the middle of our meditation, where we're bringing all the different beings in, they decided to come on a nice low-level flight and buzz us. So, you know, why don't you guys, rather than flying over and creating a lot of disturbance, just come join us. You don't need to play those games. If you're trying to figure out what's going on here, just come join us. You know, we share everything. So, you know, everybody needs a little enlightenment, a little awakening. But anyway, there's so many things going on. I wanted to, we have a live performance here that we're going to see if we can pull off. Hopefully everything works out, the equipment works out. We have a little hum. There's nothing we can do about it. We've had some crazy things happen in technology just because the energy coming in here is so strong that everything was working great until we came up here and sat down. And Tashina has a history of blowing things up, so maybe we can get her to take her shoes off and skid them on the ground a little bit, you know, send the energy down to the earth. But anyway, we've got Melissa Hart here, and she's going to sing an opening song for the show here. And she has an album called Can You Dig It on CD Baby, if you want to check that out as she gets through with her performance here. And without any further ado, I'll turn this over to Melissa.
Hello, everyone. It's time to shine. So when it gets to the chorus part, if you want to join in, feel free. Right. The path I ask of you is one of truth and beauty. May each word be filled with inspiration. May each thought be filled with realization. May each deed you do be the best that you can do. This is your time to shine. This is your chance to be all that you can be. This is your time to shine. Be all that you can be. You've got to be the best you can be. And though the times may get rough, Don't let them get you down, no. Just ask for strength and guidance, and they'll be coming around. Yes, they'll be coming around. The only thing of value we have is the strength of our word. So make sure you do just what you say you will, or it will come back on you. Yes, it will come back on you. It's time to shine. It's time to shine. Be all that you can be. Yes, it will set you free. It's time to shine. Ooh, it's time to shine. Be all that you can be. Yes, it will set you free. Shine on my mother, shine on my father, shine on my brothers, shine on my sisters, shine on my daughters, shine on my sons. Shine on you, shine on me, shine on you, shine on me, shine on. Shine on. Shine on you, shine on me, shine on you, shine on me, shine on. Shine on. It's time to shine. It's time to shine. Be all that you can be, 'cause it will set you free. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to check out her CD, that's Melissa Hart and Can You Dig It on cdbaby.com. What we're going to do today is we have such a wonderful audience. Now, I have to tell you, out of all of our workshops that we've done here, this is one of the most powerful group I've ever experienced. And the energy coming in was just intense. And a lot of times when we bring up this much energy, we'd start frying circuits and people would be having meltdowns and all kinds of problems be going on. But, you know, everybody here is really holding the frequency and holding up very well. So, you know, give yourself a big hand for that. You're doing a great job on hanging in there with these energies, because these are some very big energies that are coming in, that are coming into the ranch right now. And again, you know, they're getting a lot of photographs. We've had, sky watches have been a little rough because we've had a lot of rain, a lot of clouds, and it depends on timing, all about timing. We had an opening early, I think it was Thursday, we had a little bit of open air, and we saw a few ships come in. But overall, it's been pretty rough just because of the rain and the clouds and the weather. But I think it's clearing up tonight. We'll probably have some ships flying over tonight again that everybody can see. And we'll bring out the third generation night vision along with the infrared spotlight so you can all play with the orbs and check out the orbs as well. So I wanted to open this up for questions to either myself or to Sheena. And we're going to pass around the... Who's got the mic? Joseph's got the mic. We got Chief Joseph on the mic here, and he's going to pass around the mic to whoever has any questions, and so just kind of making this a panel. Fortunately, we won't be able to open up because the technology won't allow us to questions from people on the air that are calling in. We won't be able to do call-ins tonight, but we've got a pretty good group here. And I'm sure we can come up with some pretty good questions. Also, too, if you don't have questions, if you have something to share about your experience here and just the energies that you're experiencing here, feel free to share that as well, because I know as you're sharing, the people that are tuning into the show will also feel that energy, and they'll feel your energy as you're sharing and tap into that. So, you know, most people are. We have a lot of sensitives out there that are listening to the show, and they're gonna be, they're gonna be going, "Oh my God," when they tune into this place. So, we'll go ahead and go open up for open mic right now, and whoever wants to ask any questions or share anything. You're going to be on the air. Don't be shy. It's just like having a conversation with your best friend, just sitting there. Ignore the bazillion listeners. No, I'm just kidding.
Greetings to all listening and to all here. I just have this brief poem, which I wish to share, which I thought would be really fitting. It was sent to me by a friend. It's written by a guy named Arcturus Ant. I'm wondering, have either of you two heard of him?
It does sound familiar. He does sound familiar.
He's a younger fellow, but this poem is quite beautiful, and I really think that it will resonate absolutely perfectly what we're doing here this evening, and for all on the air to listen. So here it goes. Timeless being, extending through an interstellar sea, non-locality, our energy was always free. Like nebulas and galaxies, spiraling infinity, all of creation embodied light, eons passing by, Earth in galactic flight. Sacred mother in cosmic motion, like veins of rivers, great bodies of ocean. Life flows, 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 it knows. Playground of elements, gravity and fields, biodiversity encapsulated by the planetary shield. Traveling with starry waves, rotations and spins, harmonics pave the way, sun, moon, and solar system friends. Like mixing colors, intergalactic family blends. Falling spheres, colorful beads, as if God playing a game, universal jewelry, falling around the sun. Her heart beats the electric drum. Many life forms sparkling to life, all having fun, Mother Earth. Like a librarian, her garden holds great knowing. Before books and paper, plants contain the code. Sacred scriptures, extended pathways and roads. Organic flower geometry and crystalline geodes. Her consciousness is universal. Life flows, flows, spiraling, flowing as it knows. Divine architecture, paved by angelic forces, colorful birds and wild horses. She carves and creates more than any craftsman. Open terrains, deposits of gold over the land, yellow building, insect hives, conductive forms come alive. Like a tree, organic lightning, the lungs and capillaries breathe with ease. Blood streams and nerves run by electricity, ionized lightning, zapping quick, moving upwards, extending as plant sticks. Roots of trees, vibrant hands of plants, feel no pain. Nature's silence provides light and rain. Shamans, healers, and priests walk the lands, pyramids erected with toes and hands. Wisdom and knowledge highly respected within galaxies and star systems. Telepathic minds and temples listen. Cosmic internet, purple third eye glistens. Coming online, masters meditating on floors, within sacred structures, pyramidal communicators, hyperspace is the telephone, the heart is the key, mission of the soul set free. Intelligences and ascended realms observe, while Earth evolves in its wobbles and curves. Twinkling starships dazzle in unison, Federation of worlds welcoming Earth. Advanced light beings share love and light, occasionally incarnating as Buddha or Christ. The galactic heart is found within, the peace beyond, brotherhood and monasteries. Through the swirling of hurricanes is the third eye center. All is one under the sun, spiritual wisdom revealing, peeling layer and layer to the center. Eye of the hurricane awakening, within your center, is where you flow. Light reveals eternally present, Earth glow. Now we all know.
All right. Thank you. I'd hate to hear his short poem. Or his long poem, you might say, if that was the short one. But anyway, yeah, it was wonderful. It was a beautiful poem. We'll have to keep a little shorter version next time because we only have 60 minutes, or actually 55 minutes. So anyway, is there anybody, I really think it'd be a good idea, Tashina, do you have any words you want to say to the audience first before we get into questions, or this audience or the listening audience?
Yes, I just wanted to thank everyone and say how much gratitude I feel to the people that, not only the ones that are listening and that we can't see or feel or touch right now, but the ones that we can see and feel and touch, and all these celestials and all of the off-planet that are present at this time. I feel a oneness, a unity, a spiritual heartbeat, and I am very humbled and say thank you.
All right, thank you. We've got anybody want to share anything in the audience here or ask any questions?
Hi, my name's Nick. I was just wondering, you guys, I'm a healer myself, but dealing with the, I think we were talking a couple of times earlier, that sort of recognizing the dark is just as well as the light. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of healers out there that don't, who refuse to do it, and I'm just sort of wondering if you can go through the importance of recognizing that.
You want me to take that, or do you want to take it? Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and take that. The, as we talked earlier, we were talking about just because, you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an alien, it doesn't mean you're benevolent, So there are these forces at play, and they have mental bodies and emotional bodies, and we do too, beyond our physical body. So if we're only using, 10% of our brain, who's in the other 90%, So it's very important to realize is that we can be affected by their thoughts and their emotions and their attitudes, and especially if they're using a lot more of their brain, they have a lot more psi power, they can actually override us, and put all kinds of weird thoughts and ideas and things in our minds. So it's very important to learn how to heal unseen negative influences. How to clear your space. Your meditations will only expand as far as you feel safe or clear. And so when you do the clearing work and clear these entities out, you expand, you become more expanded, your meditations are better, you can connect to higher dimensional beings. There's a lot of people in air, unfortunately, and this might upset a lot of New Age people, is that a lot of the New Age teachings actually were born out of Stanford Research Institute, out of the think tanks there. And so a lot of them were saying, don't look at the dark, don't look at evil, it doesn't exist. If you do, it's within you. And so basically, if you see evil, you're evil. And they have all these programs that are running. And my thing is that, it does exist. It is having its way here. It is affecting people on a very big scale. And so we need to acknowledge it. So just because you're enlightened, it's enlightenment means both sides of the coin. It means in knowledge of the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. It doesn't mean a half-truth of everything is light, because there's a dark side too. So when people are running that program, it's basically what they're doing is they're living a half-truth. And what they're denying can very easily come up and bite them in the butt, So if you're not paying attention to it. So, we don't fear it. We don't give it a lot of energy. We acknowledge it. And when it's present, we bring in the higher dimensional beings, the higher conscious energy, and clear this energy out. But we do acknowledge it does exist. And, a lot of people say, darkness doesn't exist. Well, have you seen the condition of the planet? It's very, very basic. If you don't think there's a lot of darkness and a lot of entities on different levels inspiring our government, just look at the condition of our society, look at the condition of our planet, look at condition of the water, the oceans, with Fukushima and the oil spills and all these other things that are going on. It's very, very obvious that there's some beings that are not human because they're engaging in inhuman activity. that could give a rat's ass, excuse my language, about humanity and the earth. And they'd, some of them would rather see 80% of us gone. You know, so that's just the reality of things. And if people want to, as I said before, if you want to put on some white robes and sandals and put a towel on your head and say God is love and everything is love, that's fine, you know. But I think it's very, I'm trying to think of the word for it. Oh God, what's the word? Like irresponsible to not teach people about the dark side and how to heal unseen negative influences. There are a lot of people, I won't mention names, that are saying all the ETs are good, you know. Yeah, just open wide, you know, let them jump in, you know, no problem. Not a good idea, you know, not a good idea at all. So before any ceremony, any gathering, any of you're going to do any kind of C5 thing and bringing in ETs in and things like that, we need to clear space, create sacred space, and make sure and qualify, you know, that if we are going to invite the ETs, qualify it. Just say, only benevolent ETs, only those who serve creation, only those who are here to help in the awakening healing process. And be very clear about what you're inviting in and how you're going about your business. So hope that answered your question. I don't know, Tashina, do you want to add anything to that? Or? That's all right.
Yes, I would like to thank you. Essentially, everything is in a process of evolution. And evolution has been acknowledged on all levels, intellectually, spiritually, emotionally, here on planet Earth. So if evolution is acknowledged and you understand that everything is in a process of growing and changing, that is a reflection, as my friend said, as some others here very well know, as above, so below. And that is a very ancient saying that is acknowledged throughout all cultures. So basically, you have lower evolved life forms that aspire to grow. And in that growth process, they may not always make the wisest choices. Those that have evolved and grown beyond them need to acknowledge and understand this process of growth. And when you get into the spiritual realm, it's even more so. So if you look at the worldview, and you look at the galactic view, and you look at the multiverse view, and you consider that we're just one planet here, and then you look at the other planets that have evolved beyond within the galaxy, you go, okay, I understand. I am at this point, they're at this other point, and beyond this Milky Way galaxy, you know, for example, the Andromedan, and beyond, they're at another point. So yes, you do have beings, as they are called or referred to here in Terra, Gaia, that are at a lesser evolved stage. And likewise, throughout the galaxy, you have what you call extraterrestrials or other life forms that did not evolve correctly, all right? And they are at a lesser evolved stage from a galactic and a multiverse point of view. Thus, when you deal with a lesser evolved life form, you want to understand who they are, what they want, why they're here, and you would want to become very educated prior to engaging. And I think that is the way of a higher evolved life form. And thus, if you go from your intellect into your wisdom, you then understand that you must use discernment. And that means that you need to look at things from all points of view. You don't just open the door and let anybody into your home. Earth is your home, and thus you have the sovereign right as to who you choose to invite and socialize with in this beautiful home, Gaia. Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful. Have we got the mic out there? Anybody else?
Hi. this has been a fabulous weekend, and over the weekend, you and Tashina both have been talking about gamma rays and the effects of these energies on the planet. And I was just wondering, I know Tashina and you both are doing ceremony to prepare the planet to receive the maximum benefits and protect us from the negative benefits. But what is the difference between the gamma rays and wave X, and how can we as just regular people prepare to assist in making it a good thing?
Mm-hmm. Want to take that? Do you know about wave X? Or?
Yes.
Okay. No, go ahead.
Well, basically, in wave X, you have the energies from a very ancient star system, if I'm saying this correctly. If there are scientists out there and physicists, forgive my lack of scientific vernacular at this particular point of the evening. However, these are light emissions, if you will, that took place ancient times ago and that are just now reaching this particular galactic part of the universe. And at the same time, you have the gamma ray emissions that everybody in the scientific community is very aware of that are taking place and reaching planet Earth at this point. So you have two things that are separate and distinct, wave X and gamma rays. And the gamma ray bursts are coming from actually outside of this particular galaxy. And when they come, as you were shown and it was explained to you in the PowerPoint, they're very, very powerful. They have the ability to alter DNA and to alter genetics. So you combine the gamma rays with the wave X, and the effect upon your genetics, the effect upon your DNA, no one really knows specifically what is going to happen. From the higher realms and from a theoretical point of view, we do know that this is fact. We do know that you will be altered. We do know that as you are altered, this so-called junk DNA, which is never junk in the first place, is going to become extremely active, and you're going to move into your light bodies, and you're going to move into your higher consciousness. So the holographic Earth that you see overlaid as a type of a matrix, you're going to, it's sort of like taking these sunglasses off, you're going to see clearly. You're not going to be looking through a pair of glasses, and you might find yourself quite surprised at what the planet really looks like in its higher levels. So you're going to have higher level evolved people, and you're going to have a higher evolved planet. Your planet will be shifting into another dimension. And I think James might have some input on that.
Beautiful. Also, too, these waves, when they come through, they affect the sun. And when the sun, you know, throws off its coronal mass ejections and flares, it affects the bioelectric fields around the body, and it creates change, you know. So you can have states everywhere from lethargy, where you're just really tired, you know, to comatose, to really excited, you know. It's irritability and things like that when these waves come through. A lot of times if everybody's wigging out, you know, just go to Soho and say, what's going on? You know, we're usually getting blasted by a coronal mass ejection or flare. Or if you're really tapped in, you can feel the gamma rays. And when a solar flares go off, I feel the gamma rays. I don't know about you, but I feel it way before. And I go, yes. Wow, something's hitting us like this. And then they go, well, there's a solar flare just went off, but it's not going to be geo-effective for 3 days. Well, if you're sensitive, it's geo-effective. I mean, you're going to feel it as soon as the gamma rays go off. So, it's creating change on every level. You know, it's changing the DNA. Whenever you add more energy into a system, it's going to it's going to adjust to that energy. So, you know, that's just physics, basically. So, and the other thing I want to say too is when these energies come in, everything that's not frequency specific to this process is going to either implode on itself or go through a major transformation. So, as I said further, you know, resistance is futile. You know, we're not going to get away from this shift. You know, it's set into motion. It's a natural thing. It's a galactic thing. And it's coming from source itself and down through the dimensions, and all our other brothers and sisters are helping, you know, throughout the star nations with this shift. So it's going to be a wild ride. You know, the e-ticket, we all bought it. That's why we're here. And so enjoy the ride and expect a little chaos and just practice loving detachment, you know, through the whole process. That's the only thing I can advise.
Hello, my name is Lino. Thank you to James Tashina for a great ceremony.
You're welcome.
Yeah, the speakers, get a little feedback here.
For everything that you do and continue to do, thank you so much. I have two quick questions. Is the gamma rays, the purple gamma rays that you spoke of, mm-hmm. is there any relation or connection to the Saint Germain violet flame? And my other question is the earth changes, the intensity of the earth, have they been decreased by all the positive energy that has been evolving and increased over a short period of time, actually, which I think would be anyway. Thank you.
Okay. You asked a question in regard to the Master K.H. Saint Germain Kuthumi and the violet flame, and understanding as James and myself both showed you the essence of the violet flame, that the violet flame is that particular dimensional area of a higher frequency where Creator Source comes through that activates your heart chakra. And we went very deeply into that when we talked about zero point and the altering of the frequency. So when you're connecting with that violet flame, you're connecting with pure love, just pure love. And as for the Master KH, I won't go too deeply here into esoteric teachings. I'm sure many of you could teach me. But the masters that have ascended, if you will, and evolved, are those that once walked amongst us. And so they have a very deep connection to Terrans, and on other planets they have their own masters. Master KH is a master for Earth, and he also does other things. So you have the masters, and then you have the angels, and then you have the archangels, and there is a beautiful realm, celestial realm, that just is never ending and eternal. And they all work in harmony, much like musical notes. And I need to add that for every musical note, and we talked about C sharp, there's color. And many of you that work with color and music understand this. So each master that is on a blue ray, like, for example, Archangel Michael, or you know, if you have Archangel Raphael, he's on the green. Master KH, Master Kuthumi is on, obviously, the purple. And they are bringing in that frequency that resonates with the chakras, that resonates with the musical notes, that resonates with bringing in everything that is connected to those particular centers. Only they work on such an intergalactic level that when they bring it in, they bring it in harmony, in rhapsody, if you will. If you wish to think of everything as a beautiful musical symphony, and that is Master Cage's part, the purple flame, the violet flame. And so he keeps that in harmony, and he plays beautiful musical symphony. I'll let James answer the next one.
What was the other question I kind of got? Oh, decreased? They've been extremely decreased. A lot of them have been mitigated. According to most psychics, as I said earlier, like the kill shot, you know, and the things like that, the ships actually sat right in front of the sun and increased their fields and took the kill shots that would have just pretty much eliminated all of our technology, you know, all the ATMs and everything would have gone down a long time ago. So, and I've also seen these Andromeda ships over the fault lines in San Francisco and things like that. They were telling us that they were about ready to have a 9-point quake there, and these ships came in, and they were shooting these green rays down into the earth. And a lot of people saw them, and they're going up and down the fault line. Well, what they did is they changed the nature of that fault line, so we ended up with 2 6s instead of a 9, you know, because they pulled out some of the trigger points and softened things up a bit. So they're doing a lot of work like that that we're not aware of, you know, and they're helping us out immensely. As far as the future is going, you know, you've got Mother Nature doing her thing, her evolutionary process, which is to ascend and heal and go to the next level. You've got, you know, the Illuminati and the Archons and those guys. They're doing all they can to stop that. And they've got human consciousness and free will making choices this whole process. And then you have this huge divine intervention going on with all these other beings. So it's like this four-way horse race, you know, and some are getting a little ahead and some are getting behind. And so, I think it's the big unknown as how it's all going to unfold. But the end result is we win, you know, and it's planetary liberation, and we're done with all the dark arts, because they'll no longer be frequency specific to the planet, you know, as it goes through a ship. They also won't be allowed to reincarnate on the planet, because the Earth will be moved beyond their ability to reach that frequency.
Hi, James. I was just reading an article recently that was talking about the Schumann resonance, which I believe is the Earth's frequency of 8.7, and that they're now seeing it being raised up to 15 and 17 hertz. And just wanted to ask, is that the raise of the consciousness that we're having with the planet, that with more ascension happening?
Yeah, you want to take that one?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you mentioned the rapidity with which it's raising. The Schumann resonance was at 7, then it was at 8, and then it jumped up to 11, and then 15, and then 17. Mm-hmm. And remember that this is physics, this is science, this isn't, you know, an esoteric principle. It's how the Earth itself actually, you know, pulses, and the magnetic energy and fields that are being emitted as a result. And you need to understand that your bodies resonate at a certain frequency as well. So if the Earth, for example, is resonating at 15 and you are at 7, then you could go into a state where it's either somnambulance, where, you know, you're tired, or maybe you feel lethargic, energy drain, whatever, because you have a very high frequency and you're just not there. It feels like you're being bombarded. This isn't a negative thing. This isn't something terrible that's being done to you. And so there are a lot of people that, you know, they need to really watch their nutrition, watch the type of rest that they get, watch the type of activities. And there's been a lot of workshops and a lot of teachings here, I know, at ESETI, on how to, quote-unquote, raise your frequency. And if you wonder about the practical application of why should I raise my frequency, Well, there's a scientific principle that you have now presented as to why someone might want to raise their frequency, even if they were not so inclined esoterically, just from a pure physical survival point of view, to have more energy, to be able to mentally, you know, intelligently access information and just live a more fulfilled life. All those reasons, even if you weren't especially mystical or spiritual, would be why you would want to raise your frequency. And also, we talked about the fact that as this increases, we talked about time and how days then become shortened. So we talked about the fact that that particular measurement brought a 24-hour day to a 16-hour day. So if you're going to raise that resonance even more, now we're getting down to, what, a 12-hour day? So if you get up in the morning and you have 8 hours of activities to do, that means you have 4 hours left, folks, in which to sleep. So we now are talking a lot of people, and I'm sure there are many experiencing this, that find their sleeping less, and maybe when they do sleep, they don't always wake up rested. So another reason to go into meditation, another reason to get some of this training on how do I access, as James called it, theta, how do I get to a beta state, how do I go into REM, how do I get the most rest and rejuvenation for this new body that is now being created. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I wanted to add one more thing, which is kind of good news, is that like tyranny has a frequency, and it's a very low one, and it's not doing too well through this process. the good news is that it will implode on itself. You know, those who are running, you know, the separation game, the greed, the tyranny, the againstness game, you know, the war and disease profiteers, those people are basically going to implode on themselves. And, you know, if your heart's not open, your heart's constricted, and these energies come in, guess what? You know, it stops working. Case in example, Dick Cheney, you know. So there's a lot of them out there, you know, that are not doing too well with these energies. Go ahead.
Thank you, James. I just wanted to briefly add some very practical notes that it's very important during this time of ascension, transformation, shift, alteration, whatever title or name you choose to attach to it. It is real, obviously, from a scientific point of view, and from a spiritual point of view, we know it. And in order to be comfortable with these changes, it's very important not only to get the rest. I mentioned rest, go into meditation and make sure that your body is well cared for. You're going to find a need to drink a lot of water. You're going to want to look at the quality of the water that you're drinking, a lot of liquids. You're going to want to take a real close look at your diet. Many of you might find yourself needing, you know, more nutritional inclusions to your diet. And so you'll want to start looking at, am I getting enough vitamin C? Am I getting enough vitamin? I'm not a doctor, but I'm just saying you can get vitamin C, you can get vitamin D from just being out in the sunshine, being out in nature. So you're going to want to look at the foods you're eating. Are you getting the proper nutrition? Are you getting enough fluids? Are you getting enough rest? And also, if you really want to keep in balance with the earth, are you getting back to nature? Are you getting outside? Are you grounding? Are you letting the sun and the air and the trees and the birds become part of your existence? And it's very important to reconnect with Mother Earth in this way and with nature in this way. Take the time. It's well worth it.
Oh, good one. That's exactly what I would have said. Yeah, it is. It's so important. We always tell people, you know, take your shoes off, you know, get out in nature, you know, reintegrate with the earth and her frequencies and her process. It's very important to, you know, get away from the processed foods, you know, start eating really close to the land, close to the ground, and you know, your diet is individual choice. You know, a lot of people say become a vegetarian. Some people say, you know, I'm a carnivore, I'm this, and there's all this kind of in-house fighting and food Nazis and all these other things happening. But we just say, you know, just eat close to the ground and eat what your body's asking you to eat. Tune into your body and do what your body's asking you to do. And, you know, you'll get through these times.
Okay.
Well, this is an odd question, but what isn't today? What's going on? Well, what's your take on the AI effect on the human race at this time, if any?
I'll take that.
Artificial intelligence.
Let me do it. All right. The AI, there's so many different AIs at play right now. There's the benevolent AI, the negative AI, Dr. Vella, I guess, was it Harold Klaus Vella, wrote a beautiful book on all that information. It's very good about, you know, the black goo and the AI and all the technology that's actually tweaking us and keeping us off center right now. And what it goes back to is that, you know, to me, technology can be used beneficially or can be used negatively. You know, I saw my brother earlier about some of these radionic devices, and Marcel Vogel, I used to be one of his guinea pigs, you know, and he was creating these devices. And, you know, he asked us how to cut the crystals and do all this other stuff, and he was getting channeled information to do this. And so he developed this device that he could send whatever he wanted through the ethers to help people out. So he could send herbs or medicine or whatever through the ethers. All he needed is the picture of the person or a hair sample or something like that. And amazing results, you know, these people are being healed and everything. Well, right after he developed that, he suffered a massive heart attack and his lab was shut down and the feds came in and just took everything. And so now they have this device and they're, you know, putting belladonna and hemlock in it and cobra venom and things like that and getting somebody's hair sample and picture and things like that. So it's sad, but a lot of these technologies, they have two sides to them. You know, one side can be used for healing and beneficial. The other side can be used for, you know, making you ill and death, you know. So and both sides are at play right now, and there's people tweaking these energies that are on the good side that are shifting these AIs and things like that. And there's people on the dark side that are, you know, creating things like Morgellons and all these other nanoparticles and things like that that are just, you know, out of their mind. Especially this chemtrail program is just totally insane. I mean, we're talking pure psychopaths. You know, if I were to come to a planet, let's say I was this big reptile, you know, and I came to this planet and I'm going to go, hey, you guys, you're going to die. You know, it's global warming. You know, the planet's going to collapse on itself. All these things are happening. So you need to spread all of these toxic poisons in your atmosphere and heavy metals, which are cumulative, and to save yourself. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah. And we're going to give you $1 billion to do it. Oh, yeah, let's go for it. Let's do it. And that's basically what's going on. I mean, these psychopath scientists are actually being influenced by these other forces. And we have these people in our government that are just going, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, let's do it, you know. It's like, how much do I get out of this? You know, it's like, and that's basically what's going on. So it's a very messed up program. And, you know, another good example is Fukushima. You know, Fukushima is a ticking time bomb. Everybody knew it. All these reactors are ticking time bombs. The ETs have been screaming at us since 1947. Don't go there. Don't light that match. And we did it anyway. Even after Fukushima, they just signed up contracts for like 9 more nuclear facilities to be built, the same kind as Fukushima. So the ETs are going, okay, you know, you want us to save you, and why? You know, you're bent on self-destruction and destroying yourselves. Why are we supposed to come and clean this mess up? And so they care deeply for us and everything else, but they're saying, hey, come on, you know, it's like, you're making all this work for us. Why don't you just stand up for yourselves and stand up for the earth and say enough of this nonsense and throw these bozos out, you know, and so we can come and clean the planet up. So it's really important that we do our part. You know, we need to stand up and say enough, no more Fukushimas, you know, no more chemtrails. We have to do our part. And they'll come in and help us clean up the planet. And they are doing a lot with Fukushima and a lot with the chemtrails. And they spin them here. They spend billions of dollars spraying us with chemtrails. And the ships come in and just spin them into these nice little tops. And then they change them, you know, and change the reconfigure them, you know, the elements in them and things like that. So it's kind of like they are doing a lot. But, you know, at what point in time do we take personal responsibility for our leadership and what they're doing and stand up and just say, you know, enough, enough's enough. Go ahead.
Thank you, James. I can't speak from Earth point of view. I can speak from a galactic point of view. And basically, everyone has said, oh, ETs are here to save us. And then other people say, oh, they're not. And then all this discussion back and forth. And I think once again, I refer back to a supreme type of an energy source, if you will, a pure love galactic source, multi-galactic source love. And the fact that, yes, there have been wrong things that have happened and might continue to happen as this process of the transformation and shift continue on. However, we did connect as family here today, and the understanding that you are part of not only Earth family, not only galactic family, but multiverse families. And as a family member, I would like to say I propose an intervention.
Yeah. All right. And, you know, it doesn't hurt sometimes to go out, you know, into the field and scream at the heavens, you know, and say, damn it, get down here, get your hands dirty. You know, we're here, where are you? So there's nothing wrong with that, you know. So the more we initiate that and ask for help, the more they can help. It's universal law. So it's very important, again, for us to do our part and ask for help. And, you know, there's an old saying, you know, God helps those who help themselves. Well, you know, ET helps those who help themselves. That's basically the way it works. So we have to do our part, you know, in this process. We've just got about, I think we've got only about a little over a minute left. So we can probably take one more question and... Oh, there, give it to the kids there. There we go.
Hello, everyone. So I was wondering when we go, like, so I know we're right now in the third dimension, but when we go into the fourth, how will the outside people, like, that they, like, don't believe in this stuff, like, how will they know?
Oh, it's a good question. She's asking how when we ascend and go through some of us are actually going to go into the fifth dimension and some of the dimensions beyond that. But you know, there's an old saying, I hate to go biblical on you, but, you know, they'll say, you know, two people will be standing in the field, you know, one will disappear and the other one will go, where'd they go? You know, and that's kind of happens. And when we do our practices here, that happens on a regular basis. When we're doing the Yigong practices and things like that, people actually disappear and they go a little bit out of phase, you know, and they're just a little bit out of phase and you can't see them. You don't know they're there, but they can see everything from their level. And so basically that's kind of what I see, is that there's some people that are going to make the shift and some aren't. And they'll probably continue, you know, working out their stuff, you know, on that level. You know, also too, there's like a bifurcation process where the planet shifts and goes into two worlds. And what I think is they'll continue their program on one world, and the people that are awakening will move into the next shift, you know, and that's like the mini world theory. It's something of that nature. Do you have anything to say?
This might be moving forward into a level that perhaps you could have another show on at another
time.
Exactly. But I'm going to...
You've just got a minute left. So.
Okay, very quickly, I'm going to say that there have been many crystal cities built across your planet already. There are places that are prepared for you, and there are those that live there, and many of you have visited in dream time and as well as waking state these crystal cities, which actually represent the higher evolved Earth. And as you are phasing in and out, you're going to be going there. Not everyone will be going. We discussed evolution and the reality of it. So those that evolve to that point, they're going to continue on their path of growth. It's much like going to school. You know, some will graduate, some will repeat a grade. And some will actually get to go out and get a job. So, mission assignment completed. Thank you.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. I know this could probably go through three shows, you know, or more, because we have such an amazing audience here. So, anyway, on our way out, I want to give everybody a big thanks for coming here. Give yourself a big hand for being part of this process. And to Sheena here for joining us. And again, unfortunately, we don't have enough time. So this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, wrapping it up. And just remember, it's all about pure intentions, an open mind, and a loving heart. Doesn't take rocket science to connect. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.